Hello everyone, welcome back to the CGW podcast. I am your host, Cameron, and today's episode is going to be about, I think school stories is a good topic. This is not scripted at all, which is going to be a bit confusing, but you know. So, in my primary school, they had this really sort of weird sort of way of dealing with autistic children. Somewhere in England, you know. And this school I went to. So basically, I'm autistic, you know. And I literally went in to this school. I've been there for like a year or two. And basically what happened was, everything was going wrong. And it dipped. For weeks and weeks. It just dipped. And the only thing I did was mess around. Like fuck around with the teachers. So the teacher, I was sitting in a lesson, I didn't want to do the work I was given, and this teacher came over to me and said, come on, you need to do your work, get a start. And she kept saying that. I was like, no, I'm not doing it. Bearing in mind, I'm like 8, I'm not doing it. Sorry if you need me breathing, I just struggle for air. Because, you know, I'm just trying not to breathe. But anyway, back to the story. And she just keeps on saying, get on with it. And I'm like, nah. Sorry. No. Not doing it. And the teacher got sort of annoyed at me and said, you need to do it now or I'm going to take you to their teacher. And I was like, well, a teacher. Eat my ass. So I sort of got up, left the classroom, ran around the school. Running past classroom after classroom after classroom. And it was so much fun. I got excluded, which is basically like, you're not allowed to go into the school for a few days. So, I wasn't allowed in. And I stayed outside. And when I was allowed back, there was, I didn't do much. And then I did another thing, got excluded again. And then, let's fast forward, like, what, a year later, when I'm 9... There was this, I had a girlfriend, like, I got a girlfriend back in, like, year 2, so I've been with her for, like, a year at this point, I think, or 2, I'm not sure, and we were just chilling out on the playground, and I thought this other kid was, like, trying to get her away from me, so what I did was very stupid, but, yeah, I walked up to him and said, oi, are you trying to take my girl? And he said, no. And I just flipped. I started punched him in the face. His nose started bleeding. And I said, oh, so you do bleed. I punched him in the stomach. And teachers came over, separated us. I got excluded again. Now, this was hard for me and my family, but I enjoyed every second of just being home rather than that shit place. And what happened was I was, you know, sitting down in school one day, and, you know, I was just chilling, minding my own business when some kid came up to me and said, oi, your girlfriend's fit. So I literally just punched him there and then, and he didn't say anything. Well, I know him now. He forgives me for it, but you know. And, oh. Huh. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting backtracked here. And we literally just sort of sat around. Right, let me reset. Okay, I'm going off topic here. This is why unscripted sometimes can be a bit fucking shite. You know, your boy tries. So yeah, I'm sitting here. I'm sitting in school, doing my work, and like I have to go do certain things, go to like the staff and check in with them every day, and it goes nice for about a year, and then like the fourth year, like year 4, like third grade. Or fourth grade, I don't know. Third grade, I think. I'm basically, my friend goes out of the classroom. I'm just going to call her A. A goes out of the classroom and hides on the field outside. And almost every staff member goes out looking for her. Everyone is put into the hall. All staff members are just looking for her. They cannot find her anywhere. And apparently she crawled under the gate. Like, A crawled under the gate and ran home. Like, she lives in Stevenage, so she, like, ran to this, like, shop, saw they had toilets, hid in the toilets, like, police and stuff. Well, there weren't any police, but, like, she just escaped, came back, hid behind a shed, and she wasn't found for, like, 2 hours or something. And I'm like, oh, I'm jumping on this bandwagon. I run out my lesson. I run down to the studio. I open the door and I run out. I run out into the playground. And I said to myself, she's on the field because she said she was going to hide there. And I know, I go searching around the field for her. And I find her. And she's sort of like, don't tell them I'm here. Don't attract attention. And I sort of run off. So, yeah, somehow she sort of nestled her way into the shed. So then what happened next, as I went back into the school, teacher was like, you can't do that, so we're going to have to exclude you. And I was like, alright, fine, can I at least stay the rest of the day? They're like, yeah. And this was such a stupid mistake for them. I basically just ran out. Well, I didn't run out. I sort of walked out of the office, and I was annoying this kid. I think we'll call it M. I was annoying M so much to the point where he was raging. Like, you know when you get killed on Fortnite by a guy who's like 500 meters away and he's got like a sniper? Like that rage. And he was literally going, and it was really funny. So, and then what he ended up doing is he kicked the oven in. He, like, proper went up to it, bang, bang, bang. And then all you heard was shatter, silence. He started crying because a bit of the glass, like, sort of lodged into his trouser and he could feel it sort of poking him. And he was like, no, 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 no. It was really funny. And I sort of was just like,
get wrecked, lol.
But, you know. And I thoroughly enjoyed that. So moving on to the next part of the story of school shenanigans. I'm probably going to call this episode school shenanigans, you know. And I was sort of sitting there doing nothing at all. And whenever I got annoyed at something, if I didn't want to do some work, I'd walk out into the corridor and I would kick this wall daily, every day, pelt it with my foot. And one day, my foot went through. And this day, I was filled with rage. I sort of walked over the door, kicked it, the glass shattered. And everyone in the classroom was just like, I don't know what people did in the classroom. I sort of wasn't looking. I just sort of was mad. I can't remember if I kicked it the door after, or like I did that during whilst I kicked the wall. I can't remember if I just did that and then left it a couple of days, came back and it bang. But I don't know, that may have happened. And oh god, so this, and I found a new school. And this school was great because there was so much support and all that. And life went up. And then it went down when I got to my new school, which is, I think, high school, Americans call it. But yeah, and, you know, I'm in high school, you know, right now. Not going to name anything. Because, you know, I don't want people sort of coming up into my city and being like, I know you from your podcast. You're going to give me this now. And it'd just be a bit weird. But, God, try not to breathe on the mic. Sorry if I'm breathing. But, I basically once this happened, I got a bit of a newspaper and I was showing it around to a few people, a few people I knew, and then one person that I really did not like, he came up, he was like, "Oh, what's that, ripped it." And I just went, I looked at him, and I was like, why the fuck did you do that? And he's like, "Well, I wanted to see it." So I just threw a punch, it hit him, he was like, I think it was his stomach, I hit his stomach, he was like, "Oh," and then kneed him in the face, and he started crying. And, I walked away, confessed, and got excluded. No, internally. So I was still in school, but I was, like, away from everyone. Which is not fun. It's the most boring thing ever. If you know me and you go to my school, do not get internals. But the first internal I ever had, I met this person, we're going to call him L. And I met L, and he is, like, the nicest year 9 ever. I think Americans would call him, I think, 8th or 9th grade? No, 8th grade. Yeah. 8th, 7th, yeah. He's, like, the best. Most people know him. He's just really funny. And he sort of, like, beated me up for, like, a while. Like, he sort of just, like, punched me and stuff. You know, friendly punches. And after a while, he just sort of, like, warmed. I don't know how to say it, like, warmed to me. And was just like, oh, like, he just laughed at my jokes. And, like, he was with his friends today or something. He walked past and he said to his mates, "Oh, this is the really funny kid I was talking about." And, like, one of my friends was like, "Wait, you know him? Like, he's your friend?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And it was really funny. Because he saw, as he was walking away, he said, "Oh, I love you," as a joke, of course. But, like, I said, "I love you too," as a little joke. And, like, my mates just laughed. So, I want to wrap this episode up at, like, 15 minutes, which is another, like, 3 minutes of recording. So, I might just plug my Instagram and that, even though, like, most of my listeners are friends from Instagram. But you can sort of follow me on Instagram at yxng.cgw. My YouTube is cdubs21. And I do hope you enjoyed this little podcast. It's a bit longer than the other episode because I'm sort of aiming to do like 10 to 20 minute episodes because I'm sort of very inactive with podcasts and I'm not the most consistent person, so I thought we'd just want to pump out a few and see what people think. And I had a friend who was listening to the intro and just said it's good, but I mean, this is a proper blimmin' story, like proper bloody legend story. So I hope you all enjoyed it, and I will most definitely see you all later. Goodbye.